It is 7:48 on Wake Up. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Alicia Quibido and Damian Collado. Our next guest is Claudia McAdam, and today she's talking about her book. It's such a precious book, The Real Presence. I am so looking forward to this interview. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning. It's lovely to be with you.
It's so great to have you with us. This is such a unique book, a very unique plot storyline. So tell us, what is The Real Presence about?
I will tell you, it's a 32-page, fully illustrated picture book. And the storyline is, it's set in Capernaum, the time that Jesus is living there and teaching and preaching from there. And there's two young cousins, Abigail and Zedekiah. They disagree a lot about everything, kind of like siblings might. And they disagree about which of their family's crops is better. Zedekiah thinks that the grain his family grows is the best thing. Abigail says that it's more important that her family grows grapes, which is better, grain or grapes. And they disagree. You know, after all, Jesus fed 5,000 with five loaves of bread, Zedekiah says. And Abigail counters with, yeah, but his first miracle turned water into wine. So they want to ask Jesus, which he thinks is better. So they're taking their debate to Jesus. When they go to the synagogue in Capernaum, he is there calling himself the bread of life. It's his bread of life discourse, as we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 6. And his preaching is met with anger by a lot of the people. And that confuses the cousins, and they're not sure what to believe. How can we eat his body and drink his blood? When they travel to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover at the home of their aunt, they find that she has some very special guests celebrating there in her upper room. It's Jesus and his apostles. The kids are delighted. Oh, at last they can give Jesus their gift of bread and wine, which they do. And when they do that, they see him institute the Eucharist, and they come to understanding of what the real presence is. Their gift, their presence, have turned into his real presence. And their argument turns to agreement as they see the work of their hands become his body and his blood.
This is such a cute idea, such a creative way of thinking that kids can understand. I got excited as I continued to read one. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, of course it makes sense. So where did you get this idea?
You know, the original idea was germinated from the play on the words presence, as in gift, and presence, as in being there. And I thought, how can I turn giving of gifts into what the greatest gift that Jesus gives us, his body and blood, soul and divinity, in the sacrament of the Eucharist? And that's where the idea started. So I just played with it, and I love to set my stories in first century Israel, where Jesus lived and worked and taught and laughed and cried and died and rose, and put my main characters as young children, as fictional young kids, so that my readers can imagine themselves as those kids, can actually step into the sandals of those young children and journey with them in their encounter with Jesus.
Yeah, the excitement, the thrill. I definitely pictured myself like that as well. I think this is perfect for young children to really understand why we're Catholic. Talk about that and just the connection that they can have, and even taking this book to Mass and understanding why they are sitting in church at that moment.
That's a great point. It's a great Bring to Mass book for young attendees at Mass. You know, a recent Pew Research survey sadly has shown us that up to 70% of Catholics don't believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Is that because we're not teaching it properly? Is that because, you know, our faith isn't strong enough? We as individuals aren't learning about the real presence enough? Why do we not believe that? Everybody that's there, everyone should believe it. So this is a great way for kids to be exposed to the fact that, yes, this is what our church teaches. This is what we believe. This is what is found in sacred scripture. The bread and wine do become his body and his blood.
You know, Claudia, the church is going through a very difficult time, and it has gone through difficult times in the past many a times as well. Talk about the timing of this book. I think it can help many adults as they read this to their children really understand why they're also going to church and why they are also Catholic, because I know for a lot of Catholics, the Eucharist is what holds them together, especially during these difficult times.
Sure. I know for me personally, it was the single biggest thing that I missed during the pandemic when we could not go to Mass. I felt it physically. And hopefully, adults who share this book with their children are also catechized, come to an understanding of why we believe that bread and wine, how can it possibly become the body and blood of Jesus? And for anybody who doubts that, I would just suggest Googling Eucharistic miracles and read about miracles that have happened in and around the Eucharist over the centuries. I mean, it's astounding what we discover about Eucharist, you know, hosts that have turned into actual heart tissue that are bleeding. It can only serve to deepen your faith. And in this time when the USCCB is concentrating on fostering a greater devotion to the Eucharist, I think that my book, The Real Presence, it just fits in there perfectly. Through the grace of God, the timing was perfect.
Well, to also talk about the illustrations, because I know as a parent of a young child, that was a big thing for me, were the pictures, and I think this just does it perfectly.
Well, I can't take credit for them. Yes, they're beautiful, and I can't draw a straight line with a ruler, so I am so honored and pleased that the publisher of this book, Ascension Press, was able to put my story together with the illustrator, Gina Capaldi, who has interpreted the story in beautiful, soft, emotional illustrations that you can just look at the pictures throughout the book and kind of get a sense of the story without even reading the words. So she's an award-winning illustrator. I love her story. When she was 10, she sent a letter to Norman Rockwell, the famous illustrator, and said to him, "I would like to be an illustrator when I grow up." He wrote back to her, encouraging her in that vocation, and she has his letter posted on her drafting table, which, wow, what an encouragement. So good for her. I am so honored to have her work appear in my book.
That's great. Claudia McAdam, author of The Real Presence, where can we pick up a copy?
Best place to go is Ascension Press's website. So ascensionpress.com/ The Real Presence. And you can learn more about this book and all my books at my website, ClaudiaMcAdam.com.
Great. Ascension Press has such great resources, so definitely check out The Real Presence. Claudia McAdam, thank you so, so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, and God bless you and all your listeners.
God bless you.
Great. This is such a cute book. It's such a different storyline. You know, beautiful. It's not the same storyline you always hear about. I love this one. Beautiful. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to pray to St. Joseph. He's always here to help us. So in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. St. Joseph, help me to be like you. Help me to be obedient to the teachings of the church and faithful to God's commands. Help me to be patiently enduring as I carry my cross each day. Let me be a model of holiness and a pillar of virtue. I solemnly promise to embrace God's will, and I accept the challenge to work tirelessly for my family's salvation. Be my guide and companion on this journey. St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central.